The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. REMAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday. I'm Andy Brownell, and it is our time of the week and time of the day to chat with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Pretty good. Yeah. Well, I really didn't appreciate the snow during the past week, but.
Yeah. You know, what? Over in Abishaw, the grass never got white. We got a little rain, but it's green as can be over there. And they're not that there's much around over here either.
No, but it's green. It'll green it up quick. We needed the moisture. Will. That's
we,
for
sure. We need it. There you go. We needed the moisture.
There you go. Glass half full, right, Robin?
That's right. Three quarters. Most of the time. All right. So let's take a look at what's going on in the real estate market. Talk about being three quarters full. This market is just on a roll. Things are going great and I think are going to continue to go great. So currently we have 230 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 216 listings still for sale, which results in a pending ratio of 51.6%. So we know what that means. That means a really strong market, right? Because it indicates that the supply and the demand are meeting the buyers. And to be honest, the more supply that we get, the more buyers that are going to be coming back into the market. So I think that is just going to be a continuing trend.
It more or less feeds on itself, in other words.
It does. It does. Yep. So people are like, well, if we only have enough inventory now to keep the amount of buyers that we have out in the market happy, then what's going to happen is the market will it become oversaturated? The answer is a straight up no, because there are plenty of buyers that got out of the market thinking, okay, prices are high, inventory is low, interest rates are high, I'm just going to wait. And then as people become more and more educated because they are, you know, learning more from other people who've gone through the process or maybe talking to a realtor or a lender or hopefully listening to this show. But whatever it is, they're realizing that, oh, if I wait for the rates to drop, chances are the prices will have gone up and I haven't really saved anything on my per monthly payment.
Sure.
So there will be more and more buyers coming in. So the more inventory we get, the more buyers we're going to get. I can promise you we're going to stay in a really balanced market for a while.
I wonder too, Robin, if those folks who bought during the pandemic at the rock bottom interest rates are now becoming more and more aware of the equity they now have in their homes because of the gain in value.
Also, the equity, and they're also, keep in mind, a lot of people bought out of desperation at that time. A, there were really few houses to choose from. B, you were typically one of 8, 10, or 12 offers. C, you were paying over what they were asking, but everybody did it because they wanted to get in on that low interest rate, right? And so at the time, the low interest rate seemed like the most important factor. But then after living in the home for 3 or 4 years, it's like, oh, geez, what was I thinking? This house is way too small. Like, these kids are driving me crazy. Or, you know, I knew I needed a bigger backyard, and now these dogs are digging everything up. Or, you know, whatever. They're just realizing that they didn't make sacrifices that they probably wouldn't have if the situation had been differently. So now they're saying, all right, I'm just going to say goodbye to my 3.5% and hello to my 6.25% or whatever I can get today and say, I deserve to have the house that I need and want, the space that I need and want. And I realize that with the equity I have gained, because prices have only gone up, 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 I'm going to be just fine when I move from this house to that house.
You will have an awfully big down payment this time.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So it's all going to be good. And, I was at another listing appointment yesterday. That's going to be a great house. He's not going to be ready to come on the market until June. I've had a couple of them that say, oh, I'm not going to be ready for a few more months. But that's just a really good indicator that there is going to be more inventory continuing to come on the market. So I feel real good about that.
Good news for sure.
Yeah. So taking a closer look, I see here that the 300 to 400 price range has a relatively large number of those contracts that are pending sale. We have had a few weeks now of residents, the new match residents coming to Mayo out shopping, and that's the, you know, prime price range for them. So that doesn't surprise me at all. We also notice that the 300 to 400 price range has a large inventory of properties for sale. We still have 50 left in that price range. Hmm. So luckily for those residents or anybody else that's shopping in that price range, we've got couples that are just getting married or couples that are having their second child or, you know, lots of reasons to move, right? And so whatever that reason might be, there are still some houses out there, which is fabulous. Right now, the median list price overall for all the properties that are available in this market is $457. So that number just continues to climb. A total of 672 contracts have closed in the last 6 months, and the median sale price in the last 6 months was only $310. So we had a bigger, well, clearly we had twice as many in that price range of 300 to 400 because half of them are pending, right?
Right.
So breaking it down, I can tell you that the 200 to 300 price range contains the highest number of sold listings, and alternatively, a total of 119 listings had failed to sell in that same period of time. So the ones that didn't sell, you're asking me why. Maybe they were overpriced. Maybe the house was in poor condition. Maybe the seller had second thoughts or the seller couldn't find a place to go. I mean, there's lots of reasons. But the 300 to 400 price range has the highest number of off-market listings at 29 properties. So what happens with off-market, because people are like, how did that house get sold before it was even on the market? Well, realtors such as myself and many other great realtors in this city will make relationships with our clients, right? So if we sold a house to some young residents who came in 4 years ago to start their residency, and we did our job well and we formed a relationship, there's a very good chance they're going to call us back to sell that house now, 4 years later, as they're getting ready to end their residency and move on. So now we know about the property. Well, we also have buyers who are under contract with us. So they are not our customers, but they are our clients rather. And so they are under contract with us, committed to work with us. So we can now tell those clients, we cannot share that information with the general public or with customers, but we can tell our clients that, hey, I have a house that's going to be coming on the market, and it'll probably be a perfect match for you. And as long as the seller is comfortable with it, we can make arrangements to sign paperwork and do a one-time showing or keep it off the market for now, but get these people in. So there are ways around it. So there's lots and lots of benefits to having a great agent working for you. And, you know, with the changes that are coming down the pipe with the NAR settlement, it's going to become more and more important. So just buyers be warned. Ken?
Well, that exactly reinforces the message from last week about having that being a client instead of a customer.
Yes, exactly. That relationship is everything, and those fiduciary duties kick in. I mean, there is even stipulations. You know, I won't go crazy far into the NAR settlement until it's actually settled, because at this time, as we both know, the judge has not stamped the stamp of approval. But the propositions in there, one of them includes that buyers who come to open houses will need to either prove that they are being represented by someone else, or they will have to sign a contract to be represented by that agent that's hosting that open house, which
really
crazy. And but you know, I guess I don't make the rules, and maybe that part won't make it into the final draft or settlement, so we'll have to wait and see. But I have read through it, and it's interesting, some of the stuff that's in there. And then it gets more complicated, because some of it to me feels like it's crossing over the fair housing line. Right.
Ooh.
And so that I think is going to be a little complicated. And I'm sure that our Justice Department and, you know, our those who rule us, will be looking very closely at that. So they'll figure it all out. I'm not concerned. It'll all get figured out, and it's going to be a good thing in the end. Change is just hard for people to grasp sometimes, but change is inevitable. It's just the way
speaking
it is.
Speaking of change, we'll have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll continue talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results, about the latest market report on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9
FM. Is available upon request.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. And we're getting the latest from the newest market report.
So
we covered median sales price.
And the price. And so now let's look at the days on market. Looks like in the past 6 months, the average days on market has been 62, and that's clumping all price points together.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, I can break it down price by price, but it's pretty obvious that the lower price ones are selling quickly, 200 to 319 days, 300 to 414 days, 400 to 524 days. But the average days has been 62 because we then bring in the 1,000,003, the 1,000,004, the 154 days for this, 120 days for that. So still moving along pretty quickly. And the market median has been 28 days. So, yeah, still pretty fast moving market.
Yes, I'd say so.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, you've heard me say it. I'll continue to say it. If people ask me on the street, how's the real estate market? I say it is fantastic. Brian just brought to my attention that through the first quarter of this year, our team's numbers are up. Sales are up by 28% year over year.
So wow. 28%
higher than the first quarter of last year. So yeah, we've been busy. We're coming up on 100 days. I believe April 9th is 100 days in the year, and the goal we set was to have 100 transactions done, so a transaction a day. And I know we're in the 90s, so I think we'll be really close if we don't hit it.
Well, that tells me as well that you were down a little bit last year, but this increase is larger than what the decrease
was. That
is correct.
You're
now ahead of the game.
Exactly. So that's exactly right. So, again, feeling really blessed to sell real estate in this particular community because our community is thriving, lots of exciting things coming. Our schools are really good here, and that's one of the things that people, you know, look at when they move. Our crime rate is very low here. That's another thing that attracts people. Our winters are beautiful. Okay, well, our winter this year was beautiful. But, you know, bottom line is it's a great place to live. We all know it. How many times have we made the top 10 places in the country to live?
Oh, yeah, and or even so the world.
Our real estate in the world, yeah. Our real estate market is going to continue to thrive. And with the obvious stuff like the expansion at Mayo and stuff, it's just, you know, all the 40,000 new jobs that are going to be created and all the new families will be moving to town. So couldn't be more fortunate. Absolutely love what I do and love where I do it.
You said something interesting a minute ago that I was unaware of, or at least it hinted to something I was unaware of. You said our prime rate is low in this area.
No,
so when they
prime rate is the same as everywhere else, unfortunately. No.
Okay. I thought, wow, that's this new information, obviously.
So prime.
No, you're right.
You know, it's something that definitely attracts people. Low crime rates, right? Low crime rates, good schools, jobs in plenty, and just a great place to live. I mean, we are so lucky here in Southeast Minnesota. And when people say to me, what is in Southeast Minnesota? I say, oh my gosh, you have to live here to know. You know, we're not the East Coast, we're not the West Coast, and we like it that way.
Yes, we do. We don't have to wait in big lines at our favorite restaurants.
Or anywhere, like just running into the post office or anywhere. It's amazing. So,
and people forget, too, about the natural beauty of this area. You get into the karst areas and Lanesboro and the Root River channels and, of course, the Mississippi River.
I think even those of us who live here, we just forget and we take it for granted. We forget to just stop and take it all in. So I, like I said, I feel very, very fortunate because I have a career that I absolutely love. It is my dream job and I love where I live and I love where I get to sell real estate. So yeah, I couldn't be more blessed, to be honest.
Anything else in that regular report that stands out to you, Robin?
Not really. I think it's pretty much hasn't really varied for the past few months as far as which price points are selling quicker and which price points we have higher inventory. We've been looking at a pretty balanced market anywhere between that 48 and 51%. So I think it's just showing us that we're in a very strong market that's continuing on. It's been coming down the same path and going to continue to be on the same path.
Very, very active. So what you're telling me is if I'm looking at this data, it shows if I put my house on the market and it's in that range of, let's say, 200 to 500,000, it's going to sell pretty quickly.
And I'll even take that one step further and say that if you put your house on the market and it's in great condition and it's priced right, it's going to sell pretty quickly. Because even if it's 1.4 million and it takes a whopping 120 days, I don't know, that's still pretty darn quickly, right? So, yes. And that's the price point that has the highest days on market. So our market is showing us right now that if you have a good house and you have it priced well, we're going to sell it. So if you're even slightly considering selling your house or, you know, getting an idea of what you could get for it or putting it on the market, do not hesitate to call us.
Please. Okay. Well, why don't we take a quick break right now and get back and talk some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, here on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. And we just finished going through the local market report, and the data shows it's, what is it called, strong and active market. Is there any way to compare what we're seeing here, you know, up, let's say, the Midwest to other parts of the country?
Yes, absolutely. So actually, when I look at the whole country, the Northeast and the Midwest markets are the ones that are the hottest. So picture the country starting on the West Coast and just kind of go keep that color blue all the way until you get to about the Midwest. And then when you get to like Minnesota and down, now it's green, so it's warmer. And as soon as you get into Wisconsin, so like really we're right on that border, it's more yellow. And then when you get all the way up, and it's kind of yellow all the way down the tip of Florida, then when you get all the way up to the Northeast, it's red hot. So it's like the warmest and hottest market is from us and over towards the east.
Okay.
So, and up and down straight through the middle. And then, well, I guess it's a little less than the middle, but the other states are so big.
Do you think that Northeast being so hot is people being told to get back to their offices and having to move back to New York and those markets where?
Yeah, probably. It says the Northeast was home to four of the top five states for price growth, all of which saw double-digit gains. The top three metros with the highest price growth over the last year have been Miami, San Diego, and Chicago. Realtor.com found that the top 20 hottest markets among buyers are all in the Midwest and Northeast. So like I said, the West is just blue, cold, compared to the rest of us over here. So that's good.
Well, good for us.
Good for us. Yeah, that's why I say it's a good place to sell real estate. Happy to be here. So there are a couple of reports that show that the home price growth and the buyer activity continued growth, particularly here in the Midwest and in the Northeast. But at the same time, both of those suggest that the home price growth is starting to slow, which, again, I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, it's like if we got to keep it affordable so that people can continue to buy homes. It's not saying that it's going down, so please do not misquote me. I am definitely not in line with any of the people that are starting their headlines with home prices will go down. Home prices are not going to go down, not because of interest rates, not because of a NAR settlement, not because of anything else. They're going to continue to go up. This is only stating that we're seeing that growth to come at a slower pace. That's all.
So instead of double digits in some areas, it might drop to the single digits.
Right. So it says that according to CoreLogic, the price for single homes increased nationally by 6.5% between February of 23 and February of 2024. But as that supply eases, that pace is expected to slow to maybe 4.1 over the next year. It's still not a bad year over year for increase in value of your home, okay?
But once again, that incorporates the areas of the country where things are slow.
That does. It's overall. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So if we look a little closer, among the states that the Northeast led the way, accounting for four of the top five states for price, New Jersey, where prices rose by 12.5%, Rhode Island, where prices rose by 11.6%, Maine by 11.4%, and Connecticut with 10%. And check this out. South Dakota came in at number one with 13.8% annual growth.
Wow.
I think because they had remained relatively low for a while, and as consumers, as investors are realizing, ooh, real estate is a really good way to build my portfolio. Real estate is a really good way to build my wealth, to set myself up for retirement. So where can I go where there's a market that I can still buy things while they're in the low end and then own them while that equity is being built? So I think people caught on, right? So number one, South Dakota, 13.8% annual growth.
That is the thing about the markets, right?
Yep.
They create opportunities that people can take advantage of.
That's very true. And I love it because, you know, I have this large network of RE/MAX agents all across the country. And, you know, I have to put in one more little brag. I said this statistic last week, but I'm looking at it in an article right in front of me. And it says, leading the industry, RE/MAX agents outsell their competition 2-1. So that is verified in the 2024 Real Trends verified best brokerages, and saying that based on the competition, RE/MAX agents at large sell 2-1 based on the 2023 transaction size. So we sell more real estate. And we are connected to all the best of the best. So when I go to these conferences and I'm hanging out with the rest of the top 1% in this country, I'll tell you, there are 140,000 RE/MAX agents, and I came home with an award for being in the top 50. So that's a pretty huge accomplishment, which I'm very, very proud of. But what I really value is the connection I have to the rest of those agents that are at the top, because I have clients that will say to me, Robin, I want to invest in some real estate. You know, I don't want to necessarily do it here. I already have some here. Are there areas in the country where you can still buy a really nice house, even if I use it as a rental? Or are there markets where I could do VRBOs that are still affordable, but they bring in a good week? I just reach out to my network and I say, hey, I've got a guy who wants to do this, or I've got a gal who wants a vacation home that she can come to a couple weeks and wants to VRBO at the rest, but she wants it to be, you know, below $400,000, but she wants to make money on it. So I can like send this out through my network, and it is amazing how many people I have set up with agents. You know, now I have friends from here building in North Carolina because I found out from an agent that there was a beautiful opportunity there with waterfront property. And I mean, so I have those connections, guys. So whether you are leaving Mayo or leaving Rochester and moving somewhere else in the country, not only can I connect you with a great agent that's going to take great care of you, I can connect you with one of the best agents in the country. And even if you're not moving, but you're just looking to invest in real estate other places, call me. It's worth your phone call. I can absolutely hook you up. So there you go. I put my plug in for the agents.
If I were to come up to you and say, Robin, I want to buy a home on water somewhere, and I don't want it to cost more than this much money.
Yeah.
And you could send out that little
message. I go right into my Remax Elite chat group and I say, hey guys, I have a buyer that wants this. Who's got something for me? And they'll come back. And I actually had a client buy into a new build in Miami. And she is so damn excited. Oops, sorry. She's so excited because she has already made a 50% return on her investment and she hasn't even moved in yet. The project's not even completed, but that's how fast the prices went up. But I got this information from an agent that was very familiar with the project and knew that it was going to be a money-making, venture. So she's like, oh my God, yes, I can help her. I have this condo building that's coming. It's going to be just great. And that lady has called me and she has said, oh my gosh, Robin, this is unreal. I am so excited. I've already profited X number of dollars. I haven't even moved in yet. So use that resource. I'm here for you guys. I'm here for you.
Perfect. What is that number if I want to tap into that resource?
507-259-4926.
Well, fantastic, Robin. You enjoy the week, and I guess we'll connect again next Saturday morning.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
I look forward to it as well. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.